Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Klaser.
Hello, we are the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612, and this is Knights Around the Table. The show is designed to demonstrate to the community who the Knights are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph community. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Eric Klaser, past Grand Knight, and today I am here with
Josh Beck
and Rich Perron.
First, some council news. Before we dive into July events, let's look at a few June reminders. June 22nd is going to be the Grand Knights picnic. This is a parish event for everybody. This year it's going to be on Saturday, June 22nd at 1 p.m. Real informal event. Just an opportunity for Josh to give a final farewell as Grand Knight for all of us. It's usually a nice, fun thank you. And this was on a personal note. My family, my daughter and I, and Andy Turgeon and his wife, and Tony Joyo and Tony Joyo Jr. and his wife Ryan, we're all headed off to West Virginia at the end of the month on June 23rd through the 29th for the Baltimore Appalachia Work Camp to do some work up in Preston County, West Virginia. So just keep us in your thoughts as we take on what's usually a pretty busy, challenging week for us. That would be super appreciative. Quick reminder that with Peter last week telling us, doing such a nice job telling us about the rosary and the weekly rosary program, everybody's encouraged to come on out at 7:30 to the chapel on Tuesday night for the weekly rosary. And moving on to July events. July is my favorite month of the year. I think looking forward to July for me as a teacher, looking forward to July is almost more exciting than...
That's what it is. It's a teacher.
It's like a kid looking forward to Christmas. It's kind of even better than Christmas Day. Just, oh, there's July. It's coming. A good opportunity for everybody in the local area if you want to help us out. July 4th, we're up at the Farm Museum for the fireworks. It's one of our big events in terms of a fundraiser, the Pit Beef event. We sell pit beef, ham, and turkey for the fireworks there. Plus, we have great view of the fireworks while we're there. It's a fun day. That event usually covers our cost for the year in terms of the pit beef stand.
Yeah, it's well attended, yeah.
Yeah. And so anything after that event is profit for our charities. So that's super helpful. And if you want to come out to the Farm Museum on July 4th and you happen to see our stand out there, by all means, get a sandwich. Setup begins around noon. Gates open. When gates open, I think they open 4:30-ish. And fireworks start around 9:30. It's real easy. Cleanup happens right after. So if you're interested in joining us, you don't have to be a knight. Just contact us at 7612kfc@gmail.com and say you'd like to come along. And we'd be happy to have you help out. And our July social is going to be the installation of officers. Rich, you're going to be installed again, I believe.
Well, kind of. We haven't had the votes counted yet, so we don't know.
Hopefully.
We don't know who all the officers are.
I'm voting for you.
We know who the candidates are.
What are you a candidate for?
I'm actually not a candidate.
No?
My position, as I understand now, is lecturer, which is an appointed position.
Oh.
I'm being challenged for my chancellor position.
Yes. One of these years I'll learn all those rules. You think I'd have them down.
Sounds like a good topic for a future podcast.
The next time you're Grand
the
Knight.
The hierarchy of the Knights.
Yes. A little bit about us Knights.
That's exciting.
The next time you're Grand Knight, you'll understand.
I thought so. Yes, the first time I was Grand Knight, I was like a deer in headlights. At that point, I was convinced I wasn't going to have a next time as Grand Knight. But it was good. And the last event I thought I'd mention, I don't have a date on it, but it's crazy how fast a year goes. At some point in July, the Ravens are going to have an open practice at M&T Bank, which means our season kicks off. The Ravens' schedule is out. It looks like it's going to be an awesome year. The only thing we have to be nervous about, there was a vendor change.
Yeah.
So we don't know who the official vendor is at M&T, so we have our fingers crossed that we'll still get our contract, but
yeah.
I think we're pretty confident.
I think it's Levy, L-E-V-Y, company that's taking it over.
And they've been doing the Orioles for a while?
Well, they just signed a contract with the Orioles, and it looks like they're going to do the Ravens also, and I understand that we have a good history with the previous vendor, so it looks very good for us. And that's a major fundraiser, as you know, for us.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. It's a busy fundraiser, too.
Yes.
All right. Just a reminder, we're the Knights Around the Table, and this is our monthly show that allows us time to talk about our upcoming activities. I'm at the table today with Josh and Rich to talk about a few things. If you happen to be catching the show on the radio, I thought I'd mention that you can go to our website, kfc7612.org, and right on the website is a link to a podcast. If you missed part of the show, you can catch the whole show and some of the old shows as well. So just thought I'd let you know that you can always get there. All right, I'm going to move on to Josh.
All right, so just a little article to share with everyone this time around. This is by an author, goes by the name of Tom Perna. I don't exactly know that person. But hey, it's a great article, so figured we'll share it. If you are a Catholic male over the age of 18, or if you know of one, and you're not in the Knights of Columbus, I hope these five reasons will encourage you to join this great fraternal organization of the Catholic Church that is founded on the principles of charity, unity, fraternity, and patriotism. So I figured we'd go through these five, just kind of take a quick look. Number one, the heartbeat of the Knights of Columbus is service. So everything we do is service oriented. The community, the church, we want to be out there at the forefront of it all.
Yeah, we have services in terms of scholarships.
Scholarships we do, service to the community, nursing homes, hospitals.
And we take part in some of the national efforts like Knights of Columbus do the Coats for Kids campaign.
Right.
We do that, we do the youth activities. Those are mine. I guess I can bring those in. So we do the soccer shootout. Anybody who happened to catch the picnic in the fall, the St. Joe's block party in the fall, you saw the soccer shootout going on. We'll also do a basketball shootout in Baltimore at some point during the city or during the year as well. So we do a whole lot of service.
So if you want to get involved in service, great place to do it. Number two. The Knights of Columbus supports the Catholic Church. So obviously this is a very Catholic organization founded by the venerable Michael J. McGivney. We are Catholic through and through. This is a Catholic men's organization.
And I think you find us jumping in with Catholic Daughters and the Sheens Collines, which is part of the Knights as well. We're jumping in and performing a lot of service for the church itself, from helping with parking to pancakes.
Yeah, the rumor is that the Pope has a direct line to the Supreme the Supreme Knight. And that's a fact. He does. He contacts the head of the Knights frequently. So that shows you the close relationship we have.
Is that like the Red Bat phone?
Pardon me?
Is that like the Red Bat phone from the TV series?
Well, yeah, I think this one, yeah.
He picks it.
It's green, I think.
All right, number three. The Knights of Columbus are pro-family. Everything we do is really based on the very Catholic notion and the belief that the family is at the unit of everything, unit of society, the unit of life. Traditional family, husband, wife, and children, they're the core foundation of everything that we do.
That's what got me into the Knights, the movie nights, the activities going on.
Yeah, same with me. I hesitated because I said, well, it's another night away from home with the kids, and my wife said, oh, no, she said, no, they have great things for the kids, and no, she said, I want you to join. So, you know, Mama got what she wanted.
Well, and that's actually the same thing with me in terms of, you know, getting me involved. I think we mentioned last time I was only in a week or so when I came in, but to set the example and, you know, be out there doing things and being a knight for my daughters, the three girls that I have, you know, it's a very neat thing to be seen serving the community, serving the church, inside the family.
All right.
And kind of bring that back home.
Yep.
So number four, the Knights of Columbus are strongly and devoutly pro-life. I think that one's almost self-explanatory. And one of the biggest things that the Knights are involved in are the pro-life charities.
And typically in January, the Knights are sending a bus down for the March for Life.
So we have buses down there, and then we support the pregnancy centers all around Carroll County. We mm-hmm. do anyhow, and I'm sure the other councils do also. So it shows our active involvement with pro-life.
And you feel good when you get down to Washington and you get to the March for Life, and you see down there that there's so much Knights of a Columbus
representation
down there. It's absolutely welcoming.
And finally, number five, the Knights of Columbus are faithful to the Catholic Church by being obedient to the teachings of the church, its bishops and priests, and showing fidelity to the seat of Peter. As faithful Catholics, the Knights foster and develop vocations to the priesthood, religious life, and holy matrimony. Standing with the Catholic Church, the Knights of Columbus also fight for religious liberty, which is being threatened here in the United States and also across the globe still to this day. I just thought that last one was really nice to just read in its entirety, because really, again, we are faithful mm-hmm. to the church. That's how that's at our core. We are Knights for the church.
It struck me when I was pulling this article up earlier, the data, and I wish I printed that article as well, on the Catholic churches that have a strong Knights of Columbus presence versus Catholic churches that don't have a strong Knights of Columbus presence, and the involvement in the men in the church. Let's face it, we're the weak link. And the involvement of the men in the Catholic churches that have a strong Knights of Columbus involvement is just head over.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, I'm sure.
Versus others. And it was like a data point that it was beyond what you would compare. 29% involvement of males in churches that don't have Knights of Columbus versus 80% involvement of males
right.
that have strong Knights of Columbus. So I was blown away with that data, and I wish I probably should have grabbed it as the math guy.
What's interesting is that sounds like it mirrors another study that I've heard where when there's a family union in the home, if the father is the more devout and more religiously oriented one, the children are upwards of 70 to 80% more likely to be religious and devout, whereas if it's just the mother, then it's only about 30%.
Wow.
So there's something about fatherhood and setting that example and being the presence, the spiritual presence in the home. And I have to believe that being a knight is a big part of that.
There's no doubt it has to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's not just Carroll County and not just St. Joseph's or St. John's or whatever. It's throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in this country, you look overseas. And if you read the Knights magazine that comes out every month, the last couple of pages to me are the most interesting because it shows page after page an article of activities that the Knights are involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Such things as putting a new roof on a convent or helping some organization. It's just amazing what the Knights do. I don't think we get enough credit for what we do. That's my opinion.
Well, and for it to be a relatively new organization, I mean, it's only roughly 150 years old.
You got that number?
Something like that. When you look at the history of a 2,000-year-old church, I mean, that's sure, relatively new. And to have the impact, the global impact, is very neat.
It is. You're right. Global impact is what we do. And like I say, we don't get enough credit, and we don't brag about it. But if you read that the magazine and at the back of the pages, the last couple of pages, they don't have enough room to put all the items that all the councils do every month. So they pick and choose the ones that are unusual. And I'm telling you, that those two pages are worth being a knight just to be proud of that.
That's neat. Well, our 7612 Chancellor, Rich Braun, doubles as our lecturer. In our regular business meetings, he presents informative items to the meeting, and he's about to present us with some fun facts now.
Yeah, you're welcome. What I'm doing and what we're talking about actually is about what the Knights do, and I've been a Knight for 40-some-odd years. I'm not sure the exact thing. All I know is I don't pay dues anymore, so which is a benefit of hanging out. But, you know, people see the Knights and they see, you know, maybe the fourth degree in the color corps or they see the Knights doing this and that, like the picnics we have here and the Knights are doing anything, You know, it's very easy and not hard to be a knight. And I'm going to give you a comparison. And I may have mentioned this before, but I'm going to give it to you in some detail. I'm going to compare the being a knight as to being a Hall of Famer. And I'm going to talk about the Hall of Famer, Cal Ripken Jr., versus the Knights. You know, Cal Ripken played for 16 years for the Orioles. He was Rookie of the Year in 1982. He hit 28 home runs and 93 RBIs, played third base and short. He started his run as Iron Man in May 30th, 1982. In 1995, he broke Lou Gehrig's record for 2,130 games straight, and he played actually 2,131 games. That was the record. Now, his career, he hit 400 home runs. Pretty good, but that's only one home run every 6.5 games. Okay, and he got 3,000 hits. That's 1.15 hits per game. So when you look at it that way, he wasn't a superstar, but he did make the Hall of Fame. He had two Golden Gloves. Three times he got ejected from the game for being called out. He was an angel for sure. He had 2,632 consecutive games that ended on 9/20/1998. That's actually 7 3/4 years if you took the number of games. How many of you have worked in your job more than 7 3/4 years and not missed a day? Your boss should be putting you in the Hall of Fame. But anyhow, his career went on, and it's been claimed that his record is unbreakable because no managers play one player that many games in a row. So here's a guy, and I'm not taking anything away from him, who did a great job, a great player, a great family man, okay? And he made the Hall of Fame, but he wasn't a superstar, but he did it. Consistency. He was there all the time and did the best job he is. So you want to be a good knight? You want to be in the Hall of Fame for good knight? Just show up and do something regularly, and you'll be in the Knights Hall of Fame. And that's my wisdom for tonight.
Just don't look for a plaque.
We got some money. We'll chip in. If that's going to keep you coming, we'll do it. That's all I have to offer tonight, guys.
That's great. If you want to become a member of the Knights of Columbus, send an email to 7612kfc@gmail.com. We would love to have every Catholic man in Eldersburg and Sykesville become a member. Funny is that article we did before actually was headlined, Every Catholic Man Should Be a Knight.
That's right.
And Franz Martin, one of our members, always tells me that's what we need to say. We need to say every Catholic man needs to be a knight. So it must be a running theme somewhere.
And we'll help him get to the Hall of Fame. Just show up and do something.
Show up and do something.
You can always keep up with our Knights of Columbus events at our website, kfc7612.org. Please check it out. Email links are right there on the website if you have any questions from today's show. Thanks for welcoming us to your radio. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm Eric Klaser. Let's remind you who we were around the table with again.
I'm Josh Beck.
And Rich Perron. Thank you and have a good night.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.